Stand ready to copy the consumables, Joe.
Okay, Alfredo. GET 191 plus 25. RCS total 47. Quad A 50 47 46 47. H2 tank 1 56 53 42. O2 tank 1 64 67 54.
Roger, understand, Joe. At 191.25, RCS total 47, quad A 50 47 46 47.
H2 is 56 53 42. O2 is 646754.
Copy, Alan. I'll be right back. Okay, Joe.
Endeavor, this is Houston again.
Go ahead, Houston.
Okay, Al, let me lay some more words on you concerning your flight plan when you're ready to talk about that.
Roger, Joe, go ahead.
Okay, you'll be in the configuration plus X forward, and we'll be taking gamma ray, X-ray, and alpha particle data during Rev 60. We want you to do at 193 plus 45 a P52 option 3. And we're going to add a MAP and PAM camera pass sometime during Rev 60, and I'll be coming at you with the necessary data for that. Also,
Roger, Joe, understand.
Okay, Al. Now, I guess a word about the biomed configuration today. In order to get some very interesting baseline data, medical data, on you, Al, and Jim, for your EVA coming up later, we're requesting that the two of you give us that biomed data today. I think, Dave, you were scheduled for it, but I guess we'd prefer Jim on the line with Al to get baseline data for later. Now, Al, let me run through in just some blocks here the next revs as we see them and the approximate activities, and then I'll come up with specific data concerning those revs later on, perhaps actually during the rev. On Rev 61, we're going to have the UV photography. Okay, on Rev 61 will be UV photography of the lunar mare. We're coming up on, I guess, an hour of light flash experiments, and it's pretty much dealer's choice between Dave and Jim, who whichever one of you would like to do that. Rev 62 will be a crew exercise period, science photos and science visuals, and we'll be taking that mapping camera and laser altimeter data during Rev 62. And it will end with Terminator photos. On Rev 63, more mapping camera, laser altimeter, and a burst of a pan camera. UV photos and Terminator photos again. Rev 64 will be E period. Boom photos, LIO canister change. And that brings us to about 204 hours, and it'll be time to go to bed again. Over.
Okay, Joe, I understand on the flight plan the object is going to be to get us back to the printed flight plan as much as possible.
That's exactly right, Al, and you'll be coming on to it kind of as the day progresses. We're just going to pick up a few quick items that we've missed over the past 2 hours and mainly just lift that other section, as I understand it. But you'll be back on the flight plan shortly.
Okay, Joe, fine. Thank you.
Rod, and...
Joe, let me request that Jim be...
Go ahead, Dave.
I'd like to say that I'd like to have Jim without his sensors on today. That 3-4 days in a row is pretty tough with those things on. I think probably if you get him tonight, you can probably get your data, don't you think?
Stand by, Dave. I'll let me double check.
Hey, as a matter of fact, Joe, why don't you give Jim and Al both a break today on the sensors, and I'll stick mine on because I've had them off since we got back yesterday. And then if you want to have some particular data gathering periods, why don't we take a look at that starting tonight? Huh?
Okay, Dave, that sounds good.
Okay. And concerning the light flash things, Jim and I both saw light flashes while we were on the surface, as a matter of fact.
Okay, copy that, Dave. That's remarkable.